Hello, this is Carol McPherson from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We'll start with some events coming up at the Carolina Theater in Durham. On Friday, March 21st, tonight, at 8 p.m., the Upright Citizens Brigade Touring Company. The touring company cast is hand-picked from the best improv comedians in New York City and L.A. These performers are the next wave of comedy superstars from the theater that has been home to some of the biggest stars in comedy today. From Saturday Night Live to Happy Endings to The Office to Parks and Recreation, our guys and gals are all over the place. Not to mention the writing rooms and offices of The Colbert Report, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and Mad TV. And even on the big screen, UCB alums have starred in the best, freshest, irreverent comedies in the past decade, including Bridesmaids, Mean Girls, The Hangover, and countless others. This show has never been seen before. It will never be seen again, and will never be forgotten. This is at the Carolina Theater, Friday, March 21st, at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $18. The Carolina Theater is located on 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone number 919-560-3030. On Saturday, March 22nd, Arturo Sandoval will be appearing. A protege of the legendary jazz master Dizzy Gillespie, Arturo Sandoval is one of the most dynamic and vivacious live performers of our time. Sandoval, who was a renowned classical musician, regularly performs with leading symphony orchestras from around the world. He's been awarded 9 Grammys and earned 6 Billboard Awards and an Emmy Award. Known for his lyrical improvisation and incredible technical ability, from straight-ahead jazz, Latin jazz, or classical, Sandoval is one of the most brilliant, multifaceted musicians of our time. Tickets start at $31. Arturo Sandoval, appearing at the Carolina Theater, Saturday, March 22nd at 8 p.m. From Thursday, March 27th through Sunday, March 30th, The Sorcerer. The Durham Savoyards Limited present Gilbert and Sullivan's The Sorcerer. Each year since 1963, the Durham Savoyards have produced one of the topsy-turvy musical comedies of Sir William Gilbert and Sir Arthur Sullivan to the enjoyment of audiences young and old. Join us for this year's production of The Sorcerer, directed by Derek Ivey and Alan Riley Jones, with accompaniment from the Durham Savoy Opera Orchestra. Leave it to Sirs Gilbert and Sullivan to create an operetta full of mystery, deceit, and, of course, a happy ending with everyone neatly coupled off. The Sorcerer is just such an operetta with a magical twist. When The Sorcerer premiered in 1877, audiences were charmed by its playful satire on Victorian class distinctions. In 2014, while remaining faithful to the original script and score, the Durham Savoyards bring the piece up to date for modern audiences with some interesting twists. The Sorcerer includes some surefire Gilbert and Sullivan crowd pleasers, fun patter songs, beautiful love songs, and comic duets. Adults and children alike will appreciate the humor throughout the show, in both libretto and music. Tickets start at $10. Again, this is The Sorcerer, playing at the Carolina Theater, Thursday, March 27th to Sunday, March 30th. The Full Frame Documentary Film Festival is coming again this year to Durham. This runs from Thursday, April 3rd to Sunday, April 6th. The Full Frame Documentary Film Festival is an international event dedicated to the theatrical exhibition of nonfiction cinema. Each spring, Full Frame welcomes filmmakers and film lovers from around the world to historic downtown Durham, North Carolina, for a four-day morning-to-midnight array of over 100 films, as well as discussions, panels, and Southern hospitality. Set within a four-block radius, the intimate festival landscape fosters community and conversation between filmmakers, film professionals, and the public. Let me try to intrigue you here with some close-ups of some of the films that will be shown. For instance, there's Butterfly Girl. Most 18-year-olds wish they could leave the protective chrysalis of their parental home to fly off on their own and experience the world. This dream, however, is especially problematic for Abby Evans, who has endured multiple operations since birth because of epidermolysis bullosa, a rare, often fatal genetic disorder that makes her skin as fragile as butterfly wings. Despite frequent pain, hardships, and life-threatening situations, this beautiful and optimistic butterfly child says she is so ready to be on my own, to live to the fullest. Carrie Bell's riveting portrait of this remarkable young woman is compassionate and deeply moving, without a hint of sentimentality. Butterfly Girl premieres on Friday at 1:30. On Sunday morning at 10 a.m., there will be a film called The Land of Silence and Darkness. Feeny Straubinger has been deaf and blind since her teens. After years spent limited to the confines of her bed, she embarks on a quest to find ways to communicate with fellow dwellers in the land of silence and darkness, a land we learn is actually filled with color and constant noise. Finney interacts with members of the deaf-blind community through a sign language made up of an elaborate series of taps and strokes on each other's palms, and she attempts to draw those who were born deaf and blind out of their isolation. On field trips to gardens and petting zoos, on an airplane ride, and in the shower, director Werner Herzog explores the loneliness, frustration, and ultimate sense of wonder that Finney and other disabled individuals have, raising questions about communication, knowledge, and existence in a sensory world. The Carolina Theater is also presenting Ben Taylor. He's coming Wednesday, April 9th at 8 p.m. Son of music legends Carly Simon and James Taylor, Ben Taylor has a way with melody and a mastery of the understated lyric. Although he was hesitant to follow in their footsteps, his music shows the influence of both of his parents. Taylor's folk, rock, pop melodies accentuate his smooth and effortless vocal quality and his immaculate guitar skills. Ben Taylor at the Carolina Theater on April 9th, Wednesday at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $23. For ticket information, you can call 919-560-3030. Moving now to DPAC, the American Led Zeppelin show Get the Lead Out takes place on April 6th. The premier Led Zeppelin tribute act. This will present a two-hour set at DPAC on April 6th that spans the mythic career of the legendary British supergroup. It's been their mission to bring the studio recordings of the mighty Zepp to life on the concert stage. This is not an impersonator act, but rather a group of musicians who were fans first, striving to do justice to one of the greatest bands in rock history. For those that did not get to see them live, Get the Lead Out is the closest thing you will ever get. This show is coming to DPAC on Sunday, April 6th at 7 p.m. Tickets range from $25 to $40. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. For ticket information, you may call 919-680-2787. The Wizard of Oz is coming to DPAC from April 8th to the 13th. Click your heels together and join Scarecrow, Tin Man, Lion, Dorothy, and her little dog Toto as they journey through the magical land of Oz to meet the wizard and obtain their heart's desires. Watch out for the Wicked Witch of the West and her winged monkeys as you rediscover the real story of Oz in this fantastic musical treat for all the family. These are the event dates and times. Tuesday, April 8th, Wednesday, April 9th, and Thursday, April 10th at 7:30 p.m., Friday, April 11th at 8 p.m., Saturday, April 12th at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., Sunday, April 13th at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Ticket prices range from $35 to $110. Moving to Chapel Hill now, we'll talk about some of the events that are going to be going on at Memorial Hall. On March 25th at 7:30, Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn will play. This is a rare chance to see Washburn and Bella Fleck perform music together that they developed as a couple, a mix of traditional and original songs and tunes. Throughout their years together, Abigail and Bella have always made music, whether for a year touring with the Sparrow Quartet, for family or friends, or for their own pleasure. Ticket prices range from $49 to $129. That's March 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. At Memorial Hall on the UNC campus. On March 28th at Memorial Hall, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, with guest violinist Joshua Bell. We're thrilled to announce that we have released a very limited number of seats in the orchestra pit. Don't miss this chance to see Joshua Bell only feet away. Often referred to as the poet of the violin, Joshua Bell is one of the world's most celebrated violinists. His stunning virtuosity, beautiful tone, and charismatic stage presence have brought him universal acclaim. Recently appointed music director of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, he is the first person to hold this title since Sir Neville Mariner. The Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields is renowned for its polished and refined sound, rooted in outstanding musicianship. The collegiate spirit and flexibility of the original ensemble remain an Academy hallmark. This performance will be on March 28th at 8 p.m. Ticket prices range from $89 to $129. Memorial Hall is located on the UNC campus at 114 East Cameron Avenue. For ticket information, you can call 919-843-3333. If dance is your thing, you might want to consider going to the April 2nd show at Memorial Hall of the Cloud Gate Dance Theater of Taiwan, Songs of the Wanderer. Cloud Gate Dance Theater of Taiwan transforms ancient aesthetics into a thrilling modern celebration of motion. Immersed in everything from meditation to martial arts to modern dance, Cloud Gate returns to Memorial Hall for its third visit in a stunning production of Songs of the Wanderers. Inspired by the quest for enlightenment and wealth of sacred traditions throughout Asia, choreographer Lin Huai Min transforms ancient rites into resonant dance theater. A visually stunning poem to spiritual pilgrimage, Songs of the Wanderers creates a world of intense reverence. Evocative movements set to soulful Georgian folk songs are brought to life on an astonishing set with over 3 tons of shimmering golden grains of rice. A monk stands still at a downstage corner for the entire performance, a stream of rice grains flowing from above and onto his shaved head, transforming from a river to hills to a desert, showering like a summer storm and waterfalls. This show is on April 2, 2014 at 7:30 p.m. Ticket prices start at $10. The Duke Energy Center in Raleigh has some great music coming up. On March 28th and 29th at 8 p.m., the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. They will feature Pictures at an Exhibition. This show plays at the Maimondi Concert Hall at 8 p.m. Tickets are $27. The next night, March 29th at Memorial Auditorium, is the 7th Annual Raleigh Blues Festival. This blues festival features Mel Waiters, Sir Charles Jones, Lattimore, T.K. Soul, Theodis Ely, The Class Band, and Maurice Wind. Showtime, March 29th at 7 p.m. Tickets range in price from $50 to $58. This show is playing at Memorial Auditorium. The North Carolina Opera Theater presents Rusalka on March 30, 2014. The water sprite, who longs for human love, has a literary lineage much older than the Little Mermaid, and Czech composer Antonín Dvořák used his legendary symphonic might to weave a rich, poignant version of the tale. Smitten by a prince, the water nymph Rusalka convinces a witch, by singing the famously gorgeous aria, Song to the Moon, to make her human in exchange for her voice. Dvorak's lush melodies bring this beloved story to life in this dramatic, semi-staged performance. Ticket prices range from $27 to $85. For more information, you can call or visit the NC Opera website. The phone number is 919-996-8700. Showtime is 3 p.m. on March 30th. A couple other music events coming up in Raleigh. The Daedalus Quartet, Raleigh Chamber Music, will be performing on April 6th at 3 p.m. at the Fletcher Opera Theater. Ticket prices range from $10 to $24. Patti LuPone will be part of the North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. She will appear April 11th and 12th at Maimondi Concert Hall at 8 p.m. Singer, actress, recording artist, Broadway legend. No star shines brighter than Grammy and Tony Award winner Patti LuPone. Ticket prices range from $59 to $89. The Duke Energy Center for Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. Phone number 919-996-8700. Here's a reminder about the Kronos Quartet coming to the Baldwin Auditorium in Durham on Saturday, March 22nd. The Kronos is the cool dad of string quartets, courting au courant composers and posing for photos in black leather jackets and dark glasses, like an unusually refined motorcycle gang. This return to Durham brings a new cellist, Sunny Yang, and an almost absurdly vital program. There's a Duke Performances Commission from Victoire leader Missy Mazzoli and a piece by the Nationals' Bryce Dessner. There's a David Lang arrangement of Jerry Garcia's What's Become of the Baby, and a Jacob Garchick interpretation of Laurie Anderson's Flow. And did we mention they're revving up a new string quartet with their pal, modern classical superstar Philip Glass? The Kronos Quartet comes to Baldwin Auditorium in Durham at 8 p.m. Saturday, March 22nd. Ticket prices range from $10 to $52. You can also check the website dukeperformances.duke.edu. The Playmakers Theater in Chapel Hill is starting a new play called Assassins. When you've got a gun, everybody pays attention. A theatrical tour de force combining Sondheim's signature blend of intelligently stunning lyrics and beautiful music with a panoramic story of our nation's culture, of celebrity, and the violent means some will use to obtain it, embodied by America's 4 successful and 5 would-be presidential assassins. In partnership with UNC's program in the humanities and human values, Playmakers invites you to join us for a very special event. This play will run from April 2nd to April 20th. Curtain times, Tuesdays through Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., Sunday matinees at 2 p.m., and a Saturday matinee on April 12th at 2 p.m. This will be shown in the Paul Green Theater. Ticket prices start at $15. Assassins takes on a very challenging topic, the murder of American presidents, and contains graphic sexual language, gun violence, and drug use. We recommend this play to patrons ages 16 and older. Playmakers is housed on the UNC Chapel Hill campus. They are located on Country Club Road, approximately one block north of the Raleigh Road and Country Club Road intersection. The phone number for tickets is 919-962-7529. If you're a person who enjoys storytelling, you may want to experience the Monty. The Monty is a nonprofit organization that invites people from the community to tell personal stories without the use of notes. It's just simple storytelling. Each month, events are held around the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill area and as far away as Greensboro. The goal is to create an intimate, open, and fun atmosphere where people can relate their personal experiences to one another through narrative. In 2008, we debuted the Monty to a sold-out crowd in Chapel Hill. We've been selling out shows ever since by inviting interesting people with amazing stories that amuse and compel. In March 2009, we launched an offshoot to the Monty called the Monty Story Slam. This format, most similar to an open mic, invites people, anyone, to tell 5-minute stories on a given theme of the night. Each night promises an unexpected and refreshing night of provocative entertainment. The next performance of the Monty is coming up on Thursday, March 27th at 7:30. The theme of this month's stories is humiliation. Unlike the Monty, anyone with a story to tell has a chance to tell one at the Monty Story Slam. This is a competitive event, so there will be judges in the audience. At each event, there will be 8 storytellers chosen at random. Each story is 5 minutes long. One winner will be declared at the end of the night. Here's how you can tell your story. We publish a theme. This show's theme is humiliation. You think, hey, I have a story that goes with that theme. You buy a ticket. You practice your 5-minute story at home and in your car. You show up and fill out a form stating that you would like to tell a story. Note, you do not have to tell a story to attend. You can just sit back and enjoy the show. During the show, we will pick names from a hat at random, one at a time, and each person called will have 5 minutes to tell their story. After 8 stories have been told, one winner will be declared. The Monty meets at the Motor Co. Music Hall in Durham. The address is 723 Rigsby Avenue. Phone number 919-684-4444. Tickets are $12. I've been there many times, and I can tell you it's a lot of fun, and it does sell out, so you'll need to reserve your tickets in advance. On Friday, March 21st, through Sunday, there will be a performance called The First Lady. This will be shown at the C.B. Jones Auditorium at St. Augustine's University at 1315 Oakwood Avenue in Raleigh. The term First Lady is traditionally reserved for the wife of a chief executive, not only in our country's government, but also in the hierarchies of many African-American churches. In this one-weekend production by Obsidian Media Group, which mixes drama, comedy, and live music. A prominent First Lady named Vivian leaves her husband and her church, only to gain a new perspective through the plight of another First Lady at a small church in Greensboro. Notable regional actor Rosalind Sorrell anchors the production as Vivian, with a cast including C. Kelly Wright, Laura Bartney, Terrell Phillips, and Melissa Wade. This will be performed at 7 p.m. Friday through Sunday, and also 2:30 p.m. Saturday through Sunday. Tickets are $20 to $40. For tickets, you can call the Obsidian Media Group at 980-253-7617. Here's some comedy events coming up. The Comedy Works Theater, Fridays 8 p.m. and Saturdays 4 and 8 p.m., does the Comedy Works Improv Show. Two teams of improv comedians earn points by making the audience laugh. Tickets are $6 to $12. Fridays at 10 p.m. and Saturdays at 10 p.m., The Harry Show, which is open only to ages 18 and up. Improv host leads late-night revelers through potentially risque games, with audience volunteers brought on stage to join in. Tickets are $10. Comedy Works Theater is at 431 Peace Street in Raleigh. Phone number 919-829-0822. At Goodnights, March 20th to 22nd, Sebastian Maniscalco will be there. Thursday at 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and 10 p.m. Ticket prices are $22 and $28. The Goodnights Comedy Theater is located at 861 West Morgan Street in Raleigh. At the Morning Times, third Fridays, 8 to 9:30 p.m., Dangling Loafer, monthly stand-up series with six comics. This is located at 8 East Harget Street in Raleigh. Phone number 919-836-1204. Another comedy venue, The Thrill at Hector's. Third Fridays at 9 p.m., Funny Business Live, Pro Comedy Series, $5 to $8. This is located in Chapel Hill at 157 East Rosemary Street. Telephone 919-960-5145. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Carol McPherson, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.